Ahoy.
Ahoy. Hey, buddy.
I'm not your buddy.
It's been too long, man.
Seems just like yesterday. Joffrey. Joffrey with a G. A panty waist, a little girl-like guy.
Effeminate.
Who just really, really gets on my nerves. What do you want? What do you want, baby?
Don't call me a baby.
What do you want, little wuss?
What do you want, sugar?
I was just listening. And by the way, the show has never sounded better.
And so it's appealing to you, I take it, huh?
Uh-huh.
Probably likes that lady boy.
Yeah.
You mention Southwest Florida mom.
Yeah, I was really surprised that we at least appear that some moms actually listen to us.
I can totally relate. This what? Mom just loves you.
This
you
mom?
Can, wouldn't he be a stay-at-home dad?
Yeah, but you're a dad.
I will have you know that in addition to my baby, that I have been a stay-at-home mom. Why are you yelling at me?
That's my point with you. You're a stay-at-home mom. That is so queer.
He has a family.
Yeah.
Are you done hurting my feelings?
Oh, go ahead. You know what? I'm tired of hurting feelings. Go.
What?
Mom. Hey, well, go ahead, Mom.
Anywho,
Mom.
I was mommy to a human child.
Wait, what?
For the past week.
What? You were a mom to a human child.
My sister, Janelle.
Yes?
Went on a Caribbean cruise.
Oh, how nice.
And she needed somewhere safe for her little girl, Alyssa, to stay.
Alyssa.
Is it like Alyssa?
Yeah. Is it Alyssa?
I call her Liffy.
Liffy. Okay. Wait a second. So your sister, going on a cruise.
You watch the kid.
Wanted someplace for her little Liffa to be safe. So she dropped her off. She dropped her off with you? And so you, because your man wife isn't around anymore, the breadwinner, your beard.
And we're very lucky that she remains employed despite this slowdown in construction.
So wait a second. So your sister left. How old is Lefa?
You know, I'm not really sure.
You're not really sure. You're her uncle.
She doesn't go to school yet.
But you're her auntie, and
no, I am not her auntie. Lissy said, "You know what? While mommy's on the big boat, isn't that just precious?"
Yeah.
She said, "While mommy's on the big boat, you can be my pretend mom."
Oh. It's so sick on so many levels.
But, you know, it really opened my eyes being a mom to a human child.
How did it really open your eyes? First of all, I pray to God that nothing happened. But how did it open your eyes, Joffrey, to be a play pretend mom for a week with your niece?
This just makes my skin crawl.
It does. I'm crawling now. What did you learn?
She's crawling too.
Yeah, that's great. But you don't know how old.
But she can walk around when she wants to. She only crawls when she wants more attention.
The baby crawls when it wants attention.
People talk about kids as being just wonderful and the light of their lives.
Yeah, that usually happens.
I feel that way about my dogs. Not so much about the humans.
But your dogs, Princess and Pepper, your babies.
I have to say this.
Yeah.
And I think she's three.
We got an age. She's three.
He thinks.
She's kind of a jerk.
How can a 3-year-old be a jerk?
It's all about her, Stan. All day long, it's like, guess what, pretend mommy, I like pink. Watch me bounce on the bed. Oops, I went poo in my pants.
She's a baby! So,
one time, I would like it if Alyssa said, hey, pretend mommy, what's your favorite color? Or did you poo your pants?
Oh!
She's just so damn needy.
She's a child.
I mean, sometimes I might need a shoulder to cry.
Oh, you've ruined so many shoulders, it's not even funny. You know what? You've ruined so many twisted, sick relationships because of your emotions. And it's all about you, Joffrey.
Let me tell you.
Unbelievable.
This little three-year-old, I am so glad that she is gone because I'm just going to say it. She's a little bitch.
Yeah.
A three-year-old.
So you've called her. You've called your niece in the last 3 minutes a jerk and a bitch. This is a three-year-old who.
Oh, and by the way, did I mention that she's bipolar?
How do you know she's bipolar? You don't able to determine that yet.
Fan, she can change on a dime. One minute she's standing on a chair, dressed up like a princess, singing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. The next minute she's just crying for no reason and throwing her crown across the room because I brought her juice in the wrong sippy cup.
She is a baby. You,
Stan, it's like walking on eggshells.
You sick.
It's like dealing with an alcoholic.
You're sick. You're perverted. You sick, perverted bastard. You are unbelievable. And I can't believe I'd like
and
to get children's services. Children's services. Children's services on you and that sister.
She's so fair weather. It's like if you have candy, you're great, but if you don't, she'll drop you like a hot Mr. Potato Head.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Tease the three-year-old with candy, and you are...
You know what? She never offered to pay for a damn thing.
She's 3 years old, you sick, twisted, mentally disturbed, pain in the ass. Children's Services should be called on you,
and
your sister...
Something. I am not a fan of her pretend restaurant.
She's playing probably like a little game with like a little tea party or something like that. Like three-year-olds do. However, you're the big Mr. Tea Party because you're 40-some-odd years old and queer as a $3 bill and you like to have your own little tea parties, don't you?
There's no such thing as a $3 bill.
Oh, I'm talking to him right now.
Oh.
Do I sense you smoking a Virginia Slim?
Yeah, I got a butt in my mouth.
And he's smoking, too.
Anywho. Her restaurant would never work in real life.
Play! She's
I mean,
three.
You would have to wait for your food for hours, sometimes until after nap time.
It's make-believe food. You pretend that you're eating food. You pretend that you're drinking tea.
And then, depending on her mood, my wife might get served while I get ignored.
Ladies before gentlemen. Ooh, that is backwards, isn't it?
And then, the menu is unpredictable. Sometimes all you get is cake. I want coffee. She says we don't have coffee. We only have tea.
Shut up. How about
There's
that?
No alcohol allowed.
She's three.
I have seen her sneeze directly on the food and then serve it to me like I'm going to eat that.
It's pretend food.
Doesn't wear shoes.
Do you?
And then one time she actually served me food that she tucked between her toes.
Cracker
crumbs all over the floor. Sometimes she wets her pants.
She's three!
You tell me if a health inspector stopped by, good night, sweetie. She's so stupid.
Well, stupid. Stupid.
She looked me in the eye and I said, how much do I owe you, restaurant owner? And she goes, 20 miles.
She's 3, she's just learning to put words into sentences. Let me ask.
Food all tastes like plastic.
It is plastic. It's fake. Don't you have, Joffrey, I'm shocked. Don't you have any maternal instincts?
I do.
No, you don't.
I so do.
No, you don't.
Because, you know, I have to be fair.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes she will dip into her fake cash register and she'll give me a piece of Play-Doh.
Yeah. Yeah.
But still.
Yeah.
You're making fun of me.
Ah, you're pathetic. And you know what? I know where you live. I know, and I know where your wife works. And I'm gonna find out where your sister lives, and I'm gonna go and get that child removed. I'm gonna go and have that children.
That child would eat you for lunch. She is just such a bitch, and she made me cry.
Oh, you made me cry. You know what? When you go back to jail for the 6th time, you'll find out what makes you cry. Oh, aren't you so glad she's gone?
I am, know what she did to Brendan and Pepper. I caught her pulling tails.
Goodbye.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show it so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. Go fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. All afternoon. We like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. On all afternoon. We'll be right back.
on Locked Up Abroad. 2 unwitting men sign a shady employment contract with a mysterious man known as Beasley. 2 decades later, they're still living with the consequences. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, you know what? Hey, there's something to being locked up, 3 hots in a cot. And I wouldn't have to put up with the crap I put up with. Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney, Monday afternoon, or as I like to call it, Tuesday Eve.
Whatever. I know you like being locked up because everybody calls you boss man.
Yeah, hey, what's up, boss man? That's right, boss.
Yep, inmates and guards. Hey, boss man.
Yep. What's happening?
Boss man.
Boss man. Yes, sir, boss. You know, Dave the Waterman tries calling me boss every once in a while. Junior does, too. Thanks, boss. It's like, you know, I'm not Springsteen, and Springsteen didn't like it. Oh, I'm sorry, I can't talk about Springsteen. Regional.
No, it's a different thing. Springsteen didn't like it for a different reason. You don't like it because you're not actually the boss.
I'm not a boss of anything.
And if you were, there'd be some changes made.
There would be. There'd be a lot of changes made. Where I live, I have lived at my condo, and we've been through a lot together, haven't we? Mm-hmm. With Dickens the dog, and Pete the laryngectomy guy, and
that you pretty much killed.
Well, I told him he didn't need to take.
Stop his going to the doctor. Medication. Stop taking all this medicine, and then he died.
Yeah, you lived to 86, Pete. There's no need to live your life. Don't take that stuff if it makes you sick.
And poor Pete, man. He had this woman that he was convinced was beautiful.
Yeah.
Yet
she's beautiful.
Yet maintained a shrine to his dead wife.
Okay, for those of you that have no idea where... This is an amazing story. It should be on some kind of National Geographic special about the war. My old neighbor, Pete, when I moved in, going on 15 years... He was already there. He was an original owner of the condo that was right next to me. World War II veteran and worked, no joke, worked at the asbestos plant in Chicago for like 35 years, 40 years.
Well, he had a trade as a young man.
Yep, and he caught the cancer in the throat, never smoked. It was the asbestos.
Well, when you work at the asbestos factory...
And he had to have his larynx removed. So he had a hole in his throat, and he burp-talked, and had a little machine. But he taught himself to talk pretty well.
And for some reason, he took a shine to you.
Well, I was a neighbor, and he felt that he should know his neighbors.
And he was able to overlook all the negative signals you sent his way.
I sent so many. His story, because I had to sit down and listen to it, when I first met him, he had his wife... who spoke with a very heavy Belgium accent. Very heavy. You could hardly understand her. She was a little younger than him, but they were together as a couple. And I had to go over to their house one day. Well, there were many
times.
Well,
that was his trophy wife, wasn't it?
Yes. Now. But it's an amazing story. It's an amazing story. I don't know why anybody didn't find this guy. Because nobody cared to tell it. He was, when he got drafted in World War II, he lived in Chicago with his wife and young children. He goes off to the big one, WW2, fights in Belgium. And a war hero. Young guy. Not knowing if he's coming home or not. And a Belgian family took him in, as many soldiers did. They would at least go and give him some food and give him a place.
He could sleep in a bed.
He could sleep in a bed, and they took a liking to him. They had a daughter. All right?
Mm-hmm.
They had a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
They each took a liking to each other. I don't know what happened. I don't know.
But you could guess.
You can guess. The war ends. He goes back to Chicago, into the bosom of his family. where his wife and kids are and goes to work at the asbestos factory for God knows how long. Where he gets the cancer and all that in the throat. His wife dies. I don't know if it was an old age tragic accident.
Secondhand asbestos.
Secondhand asbestos. I don't know what it is. His wife dies. He's a lonely widower. Just by chance, how many, 40 years, 50 years later, he writes to that family in Belgium who gets the letter, but obviously the parents long dead. The daughter, who they took a liking to, gets the letter. And 50 years later, they rekindle a relationship that they had while he was fighting the war. He brings her over here. You know, like that 90-Day Fiancé show? You ever see that show?
No.
Oh, God, I'm forced to watch that one now.
No, I'm watching live PD.
That one's good. And they get married. And they move to Florida, buy the condo. Unbeknownst to me, years later, I would move in next door to them. She was a nut. Complete nut. But she was old, shriveled, boobs like a couple of dried up prunes.
Mm-hmm. And you see these things factually as they are.
Yes.
He sees with different eyes.
Precisely. He lays eyes on her after 50 years, and she's still that beautiful girl he knew in the family house in Belgium. And he took full advantage of it. She used to like to get into leopard bikinis, and he would take pictures of her. Now, she had family over in Belgium. He would let her take a trip back to Belgium, and he would stay in the condo by himself, which was not a good idea because he couldn't scream for help.
Well, by himself, but with the shrine to his dead first wife.
Oh, yes. There, you go into his den, there was pictures of his dead wife, the first wife, candles and a little thing with the crosses and all that. But I would see him, and he'd be so lonely. And I'd be in the elevator going up to my floor.
Yep, keys in hand.
Keys in hand, and I miss her so much. I miss her. And he'd show me the picture, and I'm telling you, it was like two bowling balls and slings, and it was just a skin rolling.
It scarred you.
And he's looking at them like they're, you know, fresh out of Playboy or something. And it was, but it was on one of those trips to, and they would fight like teenagers. He would leave the house with her, and she, because the only one you'd hear screaming was her, because he couldn't talk. And she would go and
slam. So he may have been screaming, you just couldn't hear him.
She'd go and slam doors, call him every name in the book.
The old cabinet slammer, I know the type.
So she was going back to Belgium first Saturday in May, Derby Day, and he was in the house by himself, fell down, broke his hip, and nobody could hear him. It was my daughter being picked up by her mom that heard the little knock on the door because he was lying right by the door. And Kool-Aid and I, the fat kid that used to work across the hall, rushed over.
I remember because I was at the Derby party with you, and you got up to leave, and I go, "What are you doing?" And you go, "It's Pete. He had a fall."
Yeah. They put him in the stretcher. He died in the hospital.
But this was about 2 weeks after you advised him to stop seeing doctors and take medication.
He would come up to the door.
Because she sent him out in the hurricane.
That's a whole other story, and I nearly got arrested that day. Because they thought I was elder abuse.
Yep, well, you nearly got arrested this day as well.
But he came to the door, and he still, because he'd go to the doctor, and his arms would be all black and blue from the IVs and the needles that they gave him. And he was just so downtrodden. He goes, "They put me on new medication. It makes me sick." He goes, "I can't stand going to the..." And I said to him that day, I said, "Pete, you're 86 years old. You've done it all. Isn't there about time that you get to enjoy the last years of your life?" And he sat there and thought about it. He goes, "You know, you're right."
You talked him into it.
Yeah, he died shortly thereafter.
Mm-hmm. Less than 2 weeks?
Yeah, about that. I got to take a break. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Every once in a while, we get an email or a phone call from a listener accusing us of being in a bad mood. It's a simple misunderstanding, really. This is our good mood. The bad mood is, well, unairable. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Monday, I know for a lot of you, it's just about over with. Ours is just beginning, and we're glad we can be with you for your drive home this afternoon.
Nothing gets done today because we're reflecting on our weekend.
Right.
Junior and I played Cowboys all weekend.
That's great with that video game. A good way to kill some time. Can't get that time back.
You know what? It is one of... I'd have to say it's probably the best looking game.
Well, it's new
ever.
It's new to you.
It's not new to him. He's played every game. Ask him. I think it has hit a different level.
It's beautiful.
Okay, whatever.
No, you get
did you see that PlayStation's coming out with the original PlayStation for $99 and all the original games?
And
I might get it.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
That might not be a bad thing. Then you can learn to use a modern controller.
Yeah. $99, and it's got all the deals on
you,
it.
You watch. He gets that thing, then all of a sudden, he's going to want a PS2.
Maybe.
Then he's going to want to play Cowboys.
Nah. I can't handle those controllers.
Yeah, but if you could.
Maybe.
You'd be playing Cowboys, too.
I don't like necessarily shoot 'em up games. I like racing games.
Well, this is everything.
I like getting a car or a toboggan or a...
What about a horse?
Jet ski or...
about a horse?
You know, horsey, maybe.
I own a thoroughbred.
Okay, that's good. In your game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. What else is there?
Yeah.
Think I'm going to go out and ride a thoroughbred? No. Destroy the horse.
I can take you out. You want to go trail riding one day?
Well, trail riding's one thing, but I'd kill a thoroughbred.
You wouldn't kill a thoroughbred.
Oh, I don't mean dead. It'd just never run again.
If you want to use them strictly for horse racing, I'm talking about going out and riding a thoroughbred.
Well, if nobody needed to race it.
Right.
Because he'll be spoiled.
Grab bag, rock.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what.
There's a reason jockeys are built the way they are.
Yep.
You and I go out on thoroughbreds, they're wrecked.
Yeah.
Now, they can probably still walk.
Fragile legs.
Yep. You know, you and I go out riding on a couple of thoroughbreds. Next thing you know, we're standing there smoking while there's a couple of tents being built.
This is awesome. A high school football player in Maryland performed the national anthem before one of his games earlier this month. He was a player in uniform.
Number 45.
He had his acoustic guitar.
And
little country version of the anthem, and it's gone viral.
And I love his version. And I love his explanation for it when they asked him, what made you perform the anthem in that way? He's not showing off. He said, I had to figure out a way that I could perform it, that I could do it justice. Because he's like, I can't hit all those high notes and all that, but I really wanted to do the anthem. And so he had to arrange it for himself.
Picture it in your head, in uniform, his acoustic guitar before his high school game. He's doing the anthem.
Free. And
And here comes the team.
Yeah, phenomenal.
Yep. And then he put down his guitar, won the football game, banged the prom queen, and then signed a record deal.
Yep. Yeah, he wants to be a country musician after he graduates.
That's how it's done. Well done, son.
If any of you are listening to us on your Alexa...
Hey, you're not supposed to say that.
You know that sometimes when you make a command to your device, sometimes it understands...
How do you do that?
Alexa, play Stan and Haney. Like that. But sometimes it doesn't understand you, especially if there's children in the house and they don't enunciate correctly. And then frustration sets in. There's a little girl who asked Alexa to play the song Baby Shark.
What's that?
It's a song.
For children?
I don't know. Eventually, mom had to help with it because the little one had difficulty.
Alexa, play Baby Chair.
Baby Chair. Explicit isn't included with Prime, but is available with Amazon.
Alexa, play Baby Chair.
Sure, baby, hold back by Say Anything on Amazon Music.
Alexa, play Baby Shark.
Here's a sample of Baby Shark by Johnny Only on Amazon Music.
Alexa, play Baby Shark.
Baby Shark by Pink Floyd, starting now on Amazon Music.
Hey, I like it.
Yeah. That's not how Daddy Shark does it, though.
You know, and I still remember this.
You see what they're trying to do? They're trying to normalize shark behavior.
Yeah, well, it's not going to work. That reminded me of Christmas when my daughter was probably 4 or 5, and she had a little lisp because her teeth were coming in. And I got her...
Like Cindy Brady?
Yes. I got her this expensive remote-controlled dog. That you're supposed to give it commands, you tell it to heal, and it follows you around.
Yeah, it was the latest technology.
It remembered your birthday, it would tell you what day of the week it is, educational thing. It wasn't cheap. And she opens it up on Christmas morning and thought that this was the greatest thing in the world. Until she started giving it the commands that were supposed to make the little puppy dog work. Within 30 minutes, she couldn't get it to do anything because the computer brain there didn't understand what she was asking. And
that was the end of that.
Yeah, she... Let's just put it this way. I couldn't take it back to the store.
Why is that?
She wrecked it. Here's another great thing. Here, very music-intensive grab bag. A 94-year-old in Oregon recently got to realize his dream of being in a high school band.
No, that ship has sailed.
You'd think. A school near his nursing home let him play the cymbals on the sidelines of their senior night game. He later passed away at the age of 9.
Because Stan had told him to stop taking his medicine. Go ahead. Live your dream.
Play the cymbals.
You want a clear head for it, don't you?
So get these pills out of here.
I I'll take them.
Yeah. I don't like to admit it, but the Red Sox won the World Series.
Here comes a 1-2 pitch. Red Sox win the World Series! 5-1 the final tonight! And the best team in baseball wins it all in 2018!
Doesn't matter, though. No one will remember that.
Why?
They'll remember the one game the Dodgers won.
That went 18 innings. A World Series record. 18 innings. Here's the...
And then you have your modern-day Kirk Gibson come up to the plate. Yeah.
Here's the trophy.
On behalf of all of us at Major League Baseball, I'd like to present you with the 2018 Commissioner's Trophy, the world champion, Boston Red Sox.
Everyone back home, congratulations. This is the greatest Red Sox team in history. Congratulations, Red Sox Nation.
Really? The greatest Red Sox team in history.
More wins than any Red Sox team previously. They lost one game to the Yankees, one game to the Astros, one game to the Dodgers through the whole series, and they're world champions.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of ghosts.
There are a damn lot of ghosts. Better believe there are.
And they might believe their team might be better.
Yeah.
Maybe they just caught a bad break.
Yeah. Teddy Splinter, Ted Williams.
Yep. What a jerk.
Yep. Oh, God. NFL, there is now a new all-time points leader. And what is he, 45?
So here comes Adam Vinatieri for the field goal and the record.
A 25-yard effort for Adam Vinatieri. Looking to break Morton Anderson's record. Rigoberto Sanchez will hold. Snap. Ball down. The field goal is up. And he's done it. He's done it. Adam Vinatieri has just become the NFL's all-time leader in points scored. With that field goal, the future Hall of Famer passes Morton Anderson for the most points in NFL history.
Yeah. I think it'd be more impressive is the highest points scored by a non-kicker.
I wonder what that record is. Who holds that record? Is it Blanda?
I don't know.
Because he played quarterback and kicker for a long time. Most points scored by an NFL player, not a kicker. Anybody? Junior? Haney? We got answers?
No, they're all kickers.
Well, you got to get down a little bit farther on there. You know, I know Bland is the... Jan Stinnerud is on that list. Your Pete Gogolak.
Blanda. Blanda's number 7.
And he played a lot of his points like quarterback.
Oh, they're all kickers. Jeez, they are all kickers.
Well, they're always there for the extra point and the field goals.
Gino Cappelletti at number 44.
But he also kicked, too, didn't he? Paul Hornung used to kick field goals for the Packers.
Hey, look, Pete Stoyanovich is number 39 on the list.
Way to go, Stoyo.
What a nutball.
Yeah.
We love him, though.
You ever hear the term Rick Rolling?
Yes.
You know, where you think you're looking up something else and then suddenly Rick Astley pops up and never gonna give you up.
Never gonna let you down.
He claims...
Oh, here's Chris Carter at number 95.
There you go. He claims he was the first one to start that, the Rick Rolling.
Paul Hornung's 99, by the way.
God bless him.
Basically, I turned up with a bunch of clothes in a bag. I literally, you know... they're all my clothes. It wasn't styled. It wasn't... That was an accident. It wasn't, you know, premeditated or anything. And there was a guy, actually, when we recorded, doing nights, as we call it here, working through the night, yeah, and he just kept shouting out of his window, "Will you shut that?" Is this really meant to happen on your video? But, yeah, so it was kind of a bit unprepared, yeah.
Evidently, this is the that shark song there. Was it Baby Shark?
Yeah.
Is the new thing for the parents with the kids. Absolute Law text line. You know what? That song's cute until you've heard it 3,000 times.
Well, we didn't even play it.
My son has to play Baby Shark for his kids to and from school. Has the song stuck in his head all day long. Evidently, this is the new one. Baby Shark, this is the new one with the kids. You remember when our kids were growing up, Haney, it was the Barney song, I Love You.
Mm-hmm.
Grab Bag, brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. Their new location, US 41 North Naples, right next to the Mercedes dealership.
You know, I remember my daughter would sing that to her mother.
Yeah.
A little different version, though.
Really?
She'd sing, I love you, you love you.
We'll be back.
Southwest Florida, we're always here to help. But unfortunately, there's actually very little we can do. Sorry. Just try not to focus on the pain. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Phone lines open if you want to talk to us. Tell us what's on your mind. Maybe contribute to the show. Possibly pick up a prize. Area code 239-277-9600. I'll go over some of the prizes here in just a second. I want to remind you, coming up on the show in about 30 minutes, we're going to give you a chance to win. And here's my thinking on this. It's called Stan's Name That Tune. But it's going to be truly Name That Tune. And because a lot of parents are in the parent pickup line, they've got their kids in the car, we're going to give them a chance to play as well. I've got little notes on a piano, just three, four little notes. They could be a kid's television program. They could be a hit drama television program, or they could even be a popular song. Mix them up a little bit. Your job will be to identify the song, and if you're the first person to identify it, you'll be the winner. We'll do that in about 30. You okay?
Yeah, I fell asleep.
What? And then later on today, we'll go into the Wayback Machine, take a look at the Billboard pop hits for this week in a particular year. But yeah, 30 minutes away, Name That Tune.
Boy, it's cool looking down this list.
What, of kickers?
Well, when you get to the non-kickers.
Well, you've got a lot of greats that have scored points in the NFL.
Jordy Nelson and Antonio Brown, they're active. They're on the list. Yeah, they're in the 200s.
Yeah, that's way down.
OJ is at 216.
That's the juice, everybody.
And right behind him is Dez Bryant.
Yeah.
Followed by Nat Moore.
Mm-hmm. A lot of legends. 2779.
Oh, my God.
What?
Ricky Williams and Earl Campbell.
They're there.
Ricky is at 226, yeah. And it's a tie for 226. And Earl is right next to him at 228.
Oh, look at this. A telemarketer's calling me on my phone. Watch it. Let me just get it. Let me just find out what it is.
Have at it. Hold on. Enjoy.
Hold on. Hello?
We've been trying to reach you concerning your car's extended warranty.
I got a new car. I don't need an extended warranty.
That's a recording.
Jeez. What is it with this?
You know, these days, you give up a phone number or an email, who knows where it's going to end up.
Babaku Saw, Taste of the Town at the Alliance of the Arts. Would you like to join us for the Queen movie this Thursday?
Of course you would.
We also have $50 to the Pewter Mug North. Those are some of the prizes available.
Matt Prater's at number 42.
Yeah, darn right, he's a big scorer. So, it's Hurricane Charlie.
Oh, this is a good one.
So, okay, it's Hurricane Charlie. We were talking about my old neighbor, Pete.
And this just, it ties together so many different things that we know are true, independent of this. And one of those things is that Stan looks shifty.
Yeah.
Stan will be the first to be blamed for something.
And I've done nothing but try to help.
Yep.
Done nothing but try to help. Now, I told you in the first break about my dead neighbor, Pete.
God rest his soul.
Yeah, he had the larynx removed because
the
asbestos factory. He met his second wife in Belgium during the war. 50 years later, they rekindle. They're back together.
But he was polite enough to wait until his wife died.
Until his wife died. They were two. They both of them should have been in assisted living. They weren't.
She was.
What do you mean? Oh, she was.
Because he did everything.
Oh, he did. He waited on her hand and foot, and he could barely go and take care of himself.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, he couldn't cry out because he had a laryngectomy. Worked at the asbestos factory.
Yeah. So she could yell at him. He couldn't do anything back.
So, Hurricane Charlie, what year was that? 2005, 2006, 2004. The storm's coming in. Now, I don't know if you guys are familiar with, like, smoke detectors in your house. I'm talking about the wired ones. When a gust of wind, and I mean hurricane force winds, rumble through your attic and kick up all of that dirt and dust and insulation and all, it will cause some smoke detectors to go off.
The really good ones that they sell to seniors.
Right. So I'm hunkering down for Hurricane Charlie 2004. Unbeknownst to me, Pete and his Belgian wife were hunkering down as well. Now, if you remember, and of course, it's the same thing when hurricanes come through. Everything shuts down. Everything shuts down.
Mm-hmm.
And when the dust kicked up in the attic of the condo, and they're on the top floor, it caused the fire alarm to go off. Neither one of them knew how to shut off the smoke detector. And I mean, it's that piercing, cutting through your head, that just goes. Sometimes when it chirps and it needs a battery changed, these are the ones that are wired into the building and they just go nonstop. I mean, ear curdling.
Well, it's meant to make you flee.
Yes. So Charlie's coming through and their smoke detector goes off. Mine went off too. I just shut it off.
Mm-hmm.
Theirs, they don't know what to do. So it's really raging outside. Trees are down, limbs are.
We remember.
Roofs. And
mm-hmm.
I get a knock at the door during the storm. During the storm.
Which in itself is creepy enough.
And it's 86-year-old Pete at the door.
What was your first thought? Because there's a hurricane.
There's a hurricane. And I'm going,
who could that have been at your door? Yep. Who were you thinking?
I don't know. Is somebody knocking? And I open up the door, and it's Pete there. And I just looked at him and went, oh, my God. Oh, my God. He had two black eyes. His nose was bleeding. And he was trembling. And I look at him and I said, oh, my God, Pete, what's going on?
You got to come over.
I'm like, okay. What's going on here? And their fire alarm is going off in their building, in their unit.
I can't shut it off.
Meanwhile, he's purple.
He's purple and there's a hurricane going on.
Two eyes swollen up, his nose bleeding. And I go into their house and it's almost like you're hit with a wall of sound. And I'm going, holy cow. And his wife, the Belgian woman who doesn't speak English very well, is just screaming and walking around.
So in addition to the smoke detector, she's adding to it.
Oh, she's in Nutsville. And so I went and I ran back over to my apartment, got the stepladder to go up into their house, and I literally took the smoke detector out of the wall. And, of course, all the dust comes flying down from up in the attic. And it finally got it to quiet down. And I asked Pete, I said, what the hell happened to you? And through his whisper talk, he told me that that alarm had been going on in their apartment since the night before.
Oh, Jesus.
And that his wife couldn't stand the noise anymore, that it was giving her her migraines or whatever, that Pete, in the hurricane, had to go to the pharmacy to get her prescription.
While the thing is going off.
Yes. And so he got into his car with 80-mile-an-hour winds, 90-mile-an-hour winds.
And he doesn't do well on a good day.
And drove to the pharmacy.
In the hurricane.
In the hurricane. The pharmacy was closed.
Uh-huh.
But he got out of his car in the parking lot of the pharmacy in the wind, and the wind blew him over, and he hit his face on the curb.
God.
He picked himself up, realizing that the pharmacy was closed. Everything was closed. There was a hurricane. Gets himself back into the car, two black eyes, nose bleeding, comes back in. They can't shut the alarm off. They can't, she doesn't have her pills. That's as a last resort, he came knocking on my door. So I go up there and I rip the...
Yank it out of the wall.
I mean, I ripped it out, wires and all, just to shut the thing up. It had been going on for 18 hours. A ear piercing. I rip it out of the wall.
So he was going to just let it keep going, but if she had her pills, it would be okay.
That would be okay. They're hoping for something. I don't know what they were hoping for, but the thing was just ear piercing. And so I get it off the wall, and I said to him, I said, do you have anything else here? I said, let me go and get my toolbox. Let me go and finish getting the thing out of the wall. Do you need some ice? Because they weren't even prepared for the storm. I had my cooler of stuff. Do you need? No, we're okay. So I go, I prop their door open, and I go get my toolbox. I bring back the ladder. I go get my toolbox. I go and get them some drinks and some ice and stuff to come into the house. It's finally quiet in there. And I'm got a hammer in my hands. I've got a bunch of stuff. At that very moment, the police come to their door. A woman cop and a male cop. The storm is just past its peak. It's still windy outside. Mm. Debris all around. Everybody's off the road. And they show up because somebody in the complex complained about something. And they had
maybe the noise for 18
and
hours.
And they had to go. And obviously the police aren't going to be out there. They have to wait till it's safe for them to go out to these calls.
Mm-hmm.
So there I am. The smoke detector ripped off the wall, hanging there with wires. I got a hammer in my hand. I've got a guy that's sitting on the sofa with black eyes,
bleeding
through the nose, and a hysterical woman. And they tell me to hit the floor. Don't you move! Don't you move! Who is this person? And Pete can't talk. And she's hysterical. Ah! Yep, doesn't know what's going on. They go and they take me and they grab me and take me out of the building and they start questioning me and they're calling in the backup possible elder abuse. I'm like, no, you don't understand. I'm their neighbor. I'm trying to help them.
They came to me.
Driving around in the storm looking for pills. They didn't believe a word of it that I was saying to them.
Nobody would do that, sir.
They didn't believe a single word. They had to leave me outside with a cop as the female cop went in to talk to the two of them. And it was only after that they realized I didn't do anything. I was just trying to help. Just
you
trying to help.
Piece of garbage. I deal with the lowest of the low.
Yep.
But so you want to hit an old man? You want to try to hit them? Why don't you take a poke at me, you son of a bitch? So, I dare you!
So he's sitting there, bleeding eyes, black and blue. They're smoke
and
detectors.
And he can't speak.
He can't speak. It's horrible. Horrible. And I was just trying to do the nice thing.
Yep. And you were minding your own business.
Yep. I was.
Trouble came and knocked at your door.
At my door. True story. You can't make that up.
But you can see, you know, how it would look.
Sir, step out of the building. Step out of the building right now. You, Officer Timkins, you stay with him. And then little Officer Sally went in and talked to the two of them.
What kind of a...
As they were detaining me.
What kind of a man takes a shot at an 86-year-old war vet?
Yep.
No, you don't... You shut your mouth.
Yep. Yep.
We'll deal with you.
Yep.
Oh,
you couldn't understand what...
Wait!
So they let me back into his house. They got the ice packs on him. They got him lying down, taking his blood pressure. She's got a cuff on her being blood pressured, taking her pulse.
Well, hopefully she got her pills out of the deal.
No, I have no idea. I just said, I can't believe this is happening to me. I can't believe this is happening to me.
Yeah, long overdue.
Yeah. We'll take a break. We'll be back.
Can't help but wonder how long this guy's been at it. What kind of hell he's put these people through.
That's the whole attitude they had.
Mm-hmm.
Their first thought was, get this son of a bitch out of their house.
Scumbag.
And make sure they're okay.
Yep.
And I was helping them.
The abuse stops here.
Yeah.
Oh, you're man. Safe now. You're safe.
Hold on a minute.
No. You're safe. You're fine, ma'am.
I'll tell you a follow-up.
We're
going to
take your blood pressure. We made the bad man go outside.
I'll tell you a follow-up to that. Real quick follow-up. Like 3 or 4 days later after the storm had gone by and things were just starting to get to normal. Thank God we weren't hit with the bad stuff. I know up in
Punta Gorda.
Punta Gorda and Charlotte County got it really bad, but we were lucky. And power had been restored and everything was getting back to normal. And I at that point in time, I wanted nothing to do with it. Just, you know what? I try to do the nice thing. Leave. And it's Pete at the door.
Just want to thank you.
Well, you're welcome, Pete. You're welcome. Not realizing what I went through, he just thought the policemen were being nice. He didn't know what I went through. Because, well, he was concussed. And so, and anyway.
And probably the hardest he'd been hit since Bastogne.
So... He wanted me to come over to their apartment to have a toast of champagne for thank you for everything you've done. And I'm saying, this is nice. Yeah. I'm saying, okay. This
poor
is...
guy still looked like a raccoon.
Oh,
though.
Yeah. He was still had the marks on him. And so I said, well, I really don't drink champagne. No, you must. And it must have been some, it's no, you know. Dom Perignon or anything. It's an old bottle that they had in there. I guess almost a blush carbonated beverage. And he pops.
Like a bubbly Bartles and James.
Yeah. He's trying to pop the cork on this champagne for a toast for all that I did. And he couldn't pop the cork on it. So I had to take the bottle and do it. And they're going around their house trying to find, this is what turned me. Trying to find a couple of clean glasses. And they poured...
Wait, he invited you over before determining if there were any clean glasses.
Yeah, because well, they had champagne glasses or wine glasses up on display. You know how they all, old people have them all. But they were filthy. And he poured the champagne into the glass and toast, clink glasses. And I go to bring it up to my face and it smelled horrible. And I just took a tiny little sip, put it down, and told him I had to go.
Well, God knows that. Probably been saving that bottle for 50 years for a special occasion.
Unbelievable. We're going to play Name That Tune.
And so it was just after that you recommended that he not seek further medical attention.
No, it was a few years after that. But I was telling you outside, I would go to work, and his car, yeah, he still drove. His car was parked next to mine, and every day I went out there, and it would be something different. The windshield smashed in, the trunk of the car completely gone.
Oh, God.
I mean,
you know, it's such a poor arrangement. It seems to me that the whole purpose of life is to make you miserable enough that you'll welcome death.
Yeah. He was always a very high in spirits. He was a nice guy. He a good attitude. It was the wife, the second wife from Belgium. She was like a Nazi. Just a pain in the ass. And don't even ask me about after he died and she came back from Belgium and squatted in the house when his family from Chicago wanted to go and get
his
the
kids.
House. Yep, and to put the house up for sale. She lost that one.
Well, at least they put it up for sale and, you know, 78-year-old Pete Jr. didn't move
yeah,
in.
Yeah, no kidding. Yep. We'll be back. But right now, we're going to give you a chance to win. This is a hodgepodge of Name That Tunes. We're going to be all over. This is for the kids. This is for the people that love to watch primetime TV. This is if you like the music. We're going to jumble it up a little bit for you so everybody can play, everybody can have a chance, and I'm going to tell you right now it's an easy game. I'm going to go and play you, I think it's four notes on a piano. Your job is to guess the...
So you're going to play the piano?
Not me. Although I could if I wanted. We're going to play you just like four notes of something that is well known, whether it's a kid's show, whether it's a primetime television show, whether it's a hit song. Your job is to be the first person to correctly identify what that is. If you are the first one to do that and you haven't won anything from us in the last 30 days, you can select a 10-ounce bottle of Stan and Haney Barbecue Saw. Used it over the weekend myself. Delicious.
Super condiment.
Yeah, you can use it on anything. A dipping sauce. You can use it like ketchup. You can put it on pork, chicken, beef.
It'll really liven up a sausage.
Sausage, shrimp. It's fantastic. We also have a pair of tickets to Taste of the Town at the Alliance of the Arts. That's going to be on November 4th. It's a fundraiser with local food and live music. If you'd like to join us this Thursday to see Bohemian Rhapsody at the Paragon Pavilion in Naples, they got the huge leather reclining seats. They got a bar right there. Food.
Nice.
Yeah, we can set you up with a pair of tickets for this Thursday to see the movie before anybody else does. Movie doesn't come out until Friday. We've got a special K-Rock showing of it at the Paragon Pavilion in Naples on Thursday night. Or you can have $50 to the Pewter Mug North. Those are your prizes. We'll give the first one a shot at this, see how people do. I'll release the phones after we play the first few notes. Who's out there coughing?
Nobody knows.
This, I will tell you. Here's your hint on this. This is a kids animated show that was popular. You know, if you're in your 30s right now, you knew this show. Your job right now is to identify the theme song of this show. Just a few notes. Shouldn't be hard. Name this children's show. 277-9600. Here it is again for you. Phone lines are off. Can you name that children's show? 877-9600. If you get it, you get yourself a prize. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Dean, ahoy.
Dean, welcome. Can you name it?
Teletubbies?
No, no. For a little bit older kid, maybe like a preteen. 277-9600. And can I tell you, I heard Roger Marley talking about it, that these phones are not getting screwy now. Ahoy, who's this?
Chris.
Chris?
Yeah.
Can you name it?
Is it a Mr. Rogers?
Nope. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, that's Eddie.
Eddie, can you name it?
Yeah.
What
Sesame
is it?
Street?
Huh? What?
Sesame
Street? No. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Cody.
Cody, can you name it?
Is that Rugrats?
No, it's not Rugrats. Here it is again. Name this show. I'll give you another hint. It was on Nickelodeon.
Oh, dun, 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 dun.
277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Jason.
Jason, can you name it?
That's Rugrats.
No, it's not. It is not. Ahoy, who's this?
That's Shannon.
Shannon, can you name it?
Is it Blue's Clues?
Nope.
Man.
Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Tim. Holy crap, I thought you guys just had a busy signal all these years.
Oh, got through, didn't you?
Yeah.
All right, here's your opportunity. Can you name it?
Is it Lamb Chop?
No, it is not. You lost your opportunity after all these years.
You finally got through. Finally,
yeah, finally. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Luann.
Lynn?
Luann.
Luann. Hi, Luann.
Yes. Hi.
Can you name it?
Is it the Fairly Odd Parents?
Nope. 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 All right, I'm going to move on.
I mean, my God, what could it be? All the shows have been named.
Doug. Yeah, he is. All right. Primetime network television. I'll make it a little easier for you. That one was evidently too tough. Primetime network television. This thing was on forever. Name the TV show. Name the TV show. Primetime network television. Yep.
Is that your ringtone and your alarm clock?
Pretty close. Can you name that? You think you know what that is, Junior? One more time, and then we'll take your calls. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, guys, it's Carmine.
Carmine!
Hey, Big Ragu.
You can name that, can't you?
It's got to be Law and Order.
It is Law and Order. You are absolutely correct. What would you like?
You got any movie tickets left?
I do. You want to join us?
Yeah, I'd love to join you guys.
You're going
to
be there. We're going to see you Thursday night, Carmine.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, hold on. Okay. Legendary television comedy. Legendary television comedy. There's your category. Legendary television comedy. Name this theme song. 277-9600. Legendary comedy. 277-9600. One more time. Name that tune. 277-9600. Legendary television comedy. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Jason.
Jason, can you name it?
Gilligan's Island.
You betcha. Nice job. What would you like? Jason?
Oh, I'm sorry. The phone line. I think they're breaking up. I'm back. I'm
okay,
here.
Good, buddy. What would you like?
I'm so sorry. I missed one of the first prizes. Do you still have tickets left, or do you have anything
Yeah, do you
else,
want to go to the Queen movie?
What time is it?
7 o'clock on Thursday.
I think I can swing it. Let's do it.
All right, hold on. We'll set you up with a pair of tickets. 277-9600. Yeah, that was Gilligan's Island. Okay, here we go. We did so well with the first one. We'll try to do this one. Kids show. Although grown-ups liked it, too. This goes back to the 80s. Kids show. Name this tune. 277-9600. What is that?
Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, 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 dun. I'd like to just be able to play that.
That's pleasant.
Yeah, kid show. Not animated.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, yeah.
We really are a couple idiots, you know that? We're so amused by things like... Din, 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 din.
You can tell me that's not doesn't amuse you? Hey!
Yeah, I like it.
what is the theme
din,
to?
Din, 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 din.
What is that theme song? 277.
Come on, one more time.
Nine. No, okay.
Din, 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 din.
There it is. Isn't that great? What is it? Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, it's Kimmy in Naples.
Hi, Kimmy in Naples.
Hi, boy.
Can you name it?
I can. That is my beloved Brass Rock.
What is it? Hello?
No,
Kimmy?
Hello.
Where are you, Kimmy?
I'm in Naples.
Okay, we lost you for a second. Go ahead.
It's Fraggle Rock.
Yes, it is.
Way to go, Kimmy.
Nice job.
Thank you.
What would you like?
Oh, my goodness. I have been dying to taste some of that barbecue sauce.
You got it, baby. We got a 10-ounce bottle with your name on it.
Sweet. Thank you, boys.
Yep, hold on.
Oh, Kimmy's nice.
Yeah, that was nice. Yeah, that was Fraggle Rock.
Dun, 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 dun.
Isn't that nice? And little did you know it was this. This texter is not the only one that has asked me this, and I'm going to ask Junior as soon as he gets off the phone. Are the tickets waiting for them at the Paragon Pavilion?
Nobody knows. Junior might.
What is it?
It's a guest list.
Oh, okay, guest list. Good. So you don't have to come here to pick them up. You just go down to the Paragon Pavilion, and if your name is on the list, let me tell you something. If it's not on the list, you got problems.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't know you're getting in.
Yep.
But if you're on the list.
I'm getting in.
Oh, I got a plan for us.
Oh, all right.
Well, it's not my plan. But it's to make it as easy for you as possible.
So I can smoke?
She said you could. I was saying no.
Are you going to smoke?
No.
Even if I smoke?
Maybe.
You always root for me, but you pretend you don't.
Here's one more.
Because if I smoke, then you're not the bad guy.
I don't know about that. I'm the one that has to go back.
Well, how many times have the tables been turned, my friend?
Look, I'll discuss this off the air with you. I got one more big winner to come up here.
Oh, yeah. That's right. We're doing a show.
This was a hit song. We have our own version of it, but this was a hit song for the hipsters in like the early 2000s. Name this pop song. And you know what? I want the name and I want the artist. 877-9600.
Yeah, I know that.
I do, too.
But I like the parody better.
I like our version better, yep.
Mm-hmm.
277-9600. One more time. Name this song and who performed it. The hit. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
It's Pete.
Pete, can you do it?
No, I can't, but the Yankees...
No, sorry. Not going to play that game.
Yankee season was over a while ago.
Yeah, it was. 277-9600. Here.
Although I think the Dolphins season was over before the Yankees.
Yeah, it was. Boy, that's a bad... 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, Steve from Naples.
Steve, can you do it?
Is it your Katy Perry, I Kissed a Girl?
No. Good guess. I could have used that one. I could have used that one. But I didn't. 277-9600. Well, it looks like one line's working. Look, I don't have to have a winner.
No, it's not mandatory.
Last chance. 277-9600. Okay, look, there's people there, but it's not ringing. Ahoy.
Ahoy.
That's amazing. Lincoln? That's amazing. You're sitting there, and it wasn't even ringing.
Good timing.
Yeah, can you name it?
Is it Linkin Park Numb?
No. No. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Dan.
Dan, can you do it?
I'm going to guess Crazy by CeeLo Green.
Well, I'll give it to you. It's Gnarls Barkley.
Biscuits and gravy. Peaches like gravy.
Yeah. What would you like?
barbecue saw.
You got it, buddy. Hold on. Hold on. I thought Dave the Waterman and Roger Marley were joking. I don't need more problems with phones.
Absolutely not. Unacceptable. But then again, who cares what we think?
Yeah, they're all, nothing's going on, and I just push two buttons, and there are two people on the line. Just sitting there. We're going to take a break. When we come back, your first look at traffic. News headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails, Wayback Machine later on the 4 o'clock hour. This is the Stan and Haney Show.
96 K-Rock is where we've been for many years. It's not a bad place to be. Besides, we've been told we can check out any time we like. And then they said something else, but I forgot what it was. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. Monday. Oh, your day's almost over with. Get Monday out of the way. We're going to check some news headlines with you. Also, get a look at traffic, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. 30 minutes away from the Wayback Machine. Today, we're going to take a look at the bottom five of American Top 40. These were the songs everybody was buying this week in a particular year. We will do that in about 30 minutes. But right now, let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home. Our first look.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, let's start in North Fort Myers. Got a hit and run. 500 block of Pine Island Road right by the Bank of America. This one's also North Fort Myers, a disabled vehicle, 1200 block of North Tamiami Trail. We move to Fort Myers where we have a crash, 11,000 block of Plantation Road. And this one, a disabled vehicle, probably somebody celebrating. Disabled vehicle, Fenway South Drive and Daniels Parkway, right at the entrance to JetBlue Park. How about them socks, huh?
Yeah, wonder how much that raised the tickets for this spring.
Oh, you got that right. And you, are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it will be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. And what has he got in store for you? Well, he's got the headlines right now.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
More than 25,000 people have signed a petition to change the date of Halloween.
Okay. Let me throw this one out here, too, because there was a... Did we ever hear anything about daylight savings time in the state of Florida? Did that was that squashed?
Well, I can't say definitively because I get all my information on that from you.
Right. And I haven't heard anything about it since they said it was going to the feds to get the approval for Florida. Because we're coming up close where we're going to have to fall back.
I hate that.
And I'd like to stay where we're at.
Yes.
And it passed the Florida House, and it was went up to D.C. to get their approval on it, and we haven't heard anything.
I think in wintertime, the days are short enough, even if you had the daylight savings
time.
Bottom
line is, the sun wouldn't be coming up till around 9 o'clock.
That's okay.
Yeah, well.
Mm-hmm. I think it'd make everybody happy.
No, it wouldn't, not if I got a tea time.
If you got a tea time and it's 9 o'clock, wouldn't that be nice?
No, the earlier the better. Although,
early would be 9. The sun would be coming up at 9.
We'd be in a different time zone. I don't know. Why even talk about it if it's not going to happen? Sorry about that, folks.
All right. Let's see. 7 months ago, Rick Scott signed a law giving the state year-round daylight savings time. But we still have to set our clocks back this weekend.
Is it this weekend? Is it this weekend?
That's what it says. While the Sunshine Protection Act gathers dust in the U.S. Senate.
Yep, gathering dust.
Floridians await action from Congress to allow the Sunshine State to be sunny year-round. Oh, come on, man. You know what?
What?
We need to somehow get this bill accused of harassing women.
Yeah.
And then it'll get lots of attention. Is there a pent-up demand that this reporter was completely unaware of for Diet Reese's Cups?
You know, and I know both. You go with that diet stuff in, like, food. They got that mannitol in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like a Voortman's.
Yep. Oh, go ahead. Eat up. Enjoy. You'll pay the price later.
A father from Owensboro, Kentucky, who dressed his child as Hitler for Halloween.
Oh, my God.
Is quite upset at how they were treated.
You don't say.
And finally, a threesome goes horribly, horribly wrong. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. You should have a little of it each and every day.
Yeah, you'd have it.
That's a little obnoxious.
Later sunrises and sunsets from November to March, which they helpfully point out, that's peak tourist season.
It sure is. Mark?
When it's noon in cities on the East Coast, it would be 1 p.m.
I know that.
Then from December to February, sunrise wouldn't be until about 8 a.m.
Oh, no, it's later than that. Mark?
It would be at 8 a.m. in Miami. 8:20 in Tampa and 8:30 in Tallahassee.
Mark.
Stan.
Junior.
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Texas also came close to adopting the year-round time, but the state legislature...
We're out of the state with us.
I know we are. Hey, but they tried this in Texas, but it didn't get out of their state legislature because they felt it would cause a problem between church and the Cowboys game.
Sure, heck yeah.
So, here we are. They caught the guy sending out the fake bombs.
Yep.
If you're not aware, he's a gentleman from the other coast. His name is Caesar Psyop.
Yep. Cyclops.
Psyop.
I know.
Yeah. And, of course, when they catch somebody like that, you have to know, according to the news, everything about them. Yeah. So they've gone through his whole sordid past.
It's odd man.
And at one point, made himself a living as a male stripper.
Yes.
A lot of roids.
Yep. He had a strip buddy.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
questions to ask yourself before becoming a male stripper.
Ah, top things to ask yourself before becoming a male stripper, like Psyop.
Yep.
And his strip buddy.
Yep. Psyop. Well, let's see. Half Filipino and half Italian. What can I work with there? I know. I'll be a Seminole Indian.
Yeah, he claimed he was Native American.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like Pocahontas.
You know, I wonder what the actual Indians think of people that want to be them.
I'm sure they're not happy about it. I know they're not happy with the two of them.
So, top questions to ask yourself before becoming a male stripper.
Yes.
Why didn't I listen to my parents and learn a trade? How does this work? Women actually pay for this because they can get virtually any man to take his clothes off just by asking.
Yeah.
Am I allergic to glitter? Does anyone want to see me naked? Am I allowed to pull people over if I'm wearing a badge that says Officer Naughty? Is sexual harassment a peril of the job or a perk?
Yeah.
Can you deduct baby oil as a business expense?
Mama. Yeah, because, you know, his Psyop would oil up with his strip buddy.
Is there a better way of meeting Lindsey Graham? Will body grease stain leopard seat covers? And finally, since it worked for the Thunder Down Under, should I call myself the Fatty from Cincinnati?
He has such a way with words.
Yeah,
and
sure
that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Freddy, email time. Ahoy. Oh, hold on. I got to fade that out.
Yeah.
Watch that. Look at that. Gone. Ahoy at StanandHaney.com. I have to thank our loyal listener, Kevin, for just the he brought us the Fluffernutter stuff. Both Dave and Junior, thank you very much. They now have food in their cupboards. But this is even better. Ahoy, guys. I'm on my way to Wells Fargo to deposit $500 in cash to the Stan and Haney Draft Fund. Waterman, I challenge you to match my deposit into the Stan and Haney Draft Fund. Do something for someone else.
Nah, I can't afford that.
I know you can. Do something for someone else and expect nothing, Dave. Thanks for all the great shows on the radio that are free entertainment. It's the least I could do to show my appreciation. Waterman, if you don't accept my challenge, I have one word for you. Dick. Signed, Kevin.
Yeah, I know he means well, but, you know, we're coming up on Christmas. And
yeah. You can't afford that right now.
No.
Because
that's what'll happen. Dude, I got called out. Look, man, I don't know how much you can spare, but I got to put something in the draft fund.
That's what he'd do. Thank you, Kevin, for that fine donation of $500 to the Stan and Haney Draft Fund. Maybe you would like to donate as well. This is from our buddy Charlie. Boy, you got him hooked on that Fess Parker stuff. Ahoy, guys. Another historical song by Fess Parker and Buddy Ebsen called Old Betsy. This was premiered at the Disneyland grand opening in 1955. I love the lyrics to this one, how Fess talks about shooting his weapon. Signed, Charlie Punagorda.
Oh, I love that stuff.
Oh, yeah. It's how we learned. I had to go, and there was somebody who will remain nameless in the building, and he was talking about the daylight savings time stuff and all that. President Trump said no to that. I said, that's not him to say no. It's Congress that makes laws. And he goes, well, he can override all that. I said, did you ever see Schoolhouse Rock, you know, I'm Just a Bill? Nope. Sat there and played it for him. It was like he was mesmerized by it.
Well, you did him a big favor.
Yep. I said, this is how we learned as a kid, through song. Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Here we go. Here we go, everybody. Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, that terrible incident in Pittsburgh over the weekend, and I blame social media. This gentleman apparently had posted something called Gab. Why is it that when there is hate speech, that person doesn't get red flagged? Now, I know that...
I don't know if The Guardian is aware of this, but Gab was something that was started in response to Twitter and Facebook deplatforming everybody that they didn't like.
Right, so that they could go and say stuff that they wanted.
Yes.
Now, I know that to some, any restriction of free speech is against the Constitution, but hate speech is not and should not be considered free speech.
The problem, Guardian, is... it's not somebody like you determining what hate speech is. I'll give you an example. Representative Kevin McCarthy of California sent out a tweet over the weekend that said, we cannot allow Soros, Bloomberg, and Steyer to buy this election. Vote. He was forced to take that down.
I know he was.
Because the media determined that, well, the tweet isn't what it seems to be. It's anti-Semitic. And after Pittsburgh, you're not allowed to criticize anyone because Soros is not Jewish. He doesn't practice the faith. He went over to the Nazis. Steyer's father is Jewish.
as far as I know, doesn't follow the faith. And as far as the Jews are concerned, his mother is not Jewish, so he is not Jewish. And Bloomberg, yeah, he's Jewish. So does that mean we cannot criticize any one of these people individually or collectively without being anti-Semitic? I don't buy it.
In 2009, a woman held two seminars entitled The Basics of Islam. She was fined around $500 because, according to the European Convention on mm-hmm. Human Rights, she was breaking Sharia law.
Yeah, that's hate speech over there.
Which forbids any criticism of the Muslim religion. Their reason is that it could lead to civil unrest. But that's what they want. Muslims move to the West and other places and then try to pressure host governments to concede their right to govern themselves. If we are not careful, there will be no free speech. And that, my friends, is a scary thought. You guys are the best. Signed, The Guardian.
He's done it again!
When we come back, way back machine... Bottom five of American Top 40 for this very week in a particular year. We'll do it when we come back. We are Stan and Haney.
We made Jason Priestley cry like a woman.
It's true.
And we can do the same for you if you're some sort of effeminate, drug-addled, washed-up asshole. Stan and Haney on 96K.
Get this out of the way first.
What?
Absolute Law text line. Haney, George Soros was too young to be a Nazi. There was a Nazi guard that helped protect him from the SS. Why do you have to expose such pernicious and fake news?
All right. First of all, define pernicious for me.
He wanted to use that big word.
And I don't know if you consider 60 Minutes to be fake news. But George Soros himself was interviewed by Steve Croft and described going around with his Nazi mentor and taking property from Jewish people. That was his job. And Steve Croft says, that must have been horrible for you. That would send people to the psych couch. And he goes, oh, on the contrary, it was the happiest time of my life. Fact.
K-Rock traffic.
Don't tell me about that
don't
bastard.
Tell me my business.
Got a fake name. It's in Esperanto.
North Fort Myers got a hit and run. Pine Island Road at the Bank of America. We told you about that one earlier. Let's see. What else? Fort Myers. Crash. Kenwood Lane and College Parkway. Then we got another crash in Lehigh Acres. Sunset Road and Gunnery Road North. And this one in Estero, crash, South Tamiami Trail, right by the Walmart. And you are up to date. We do it every week on a Monday. We take a look back into what was on the pop charts this very week in a particular year. Today we're taking a look at the bottom five of American Top 40. Let's see where we're going.
Hello out there. Peabody and Sherman here. The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time, has been set for the year.
This week in 1980.
Remember, you heard it. I'll bet you danced.
Sure did.
Not so long ago. Now let's live it up again.
Live it up.
With Stan and Haney. Number 40.
Billy Joel. I'll get it.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Oh, I didn't want to do it, but I got too lonely. I had to call you up in the middle of the night.
I remember this. Mm-hmm. I remember this song.
No, it's awful hard to try to make love long distance.
Way to go.
Yeah, thank you.
It's not the real thing. Oh,
That's hard to do, isn't it?
Yeah, tell you. And I'm not Billy Joel.
Nope, last time I checked.
Yep.
Song's like half good and half bad.
He was a stylist. He could do no wrong.
At that time?
At that time.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, after this, he stopped making records for, I don't know, 30 years.
Yep. Bought himself a wine cellar.
Yep. And we all know what happened then. Joel, number 40 this week in 1980. One up ahead of him.
There we go.
Waylon did a TV theme.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw.
Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
Straightening the curve.
Yeah.
Climbing the hills.
Yeah. Whoop, whoop.
Someday the mountain might get up.
But the law never will. Making the way, the only way they know how. That's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
So glad we got to talk to Waylon.
I know it. One of the proudest days.
Making your way.
Yep.
The only way.
Wouldn't talk to the country station.
He wouldn't.
That's just a little bit more than the law will allow. I'm a good old.
Yes, you are.
You know my mama loved me. But you don't understand. They keep a showing my hands and not my face on TV.
John Lennon was still a month away from being murdered, but he had put out a brand new song.
Well, it's not just him.
Number 38.
Our life.
You know, Yoko
together,
had a lot to
yes,
do.
She was very influential.
So precious.
Not.
Together, we have grown. We have grown. Although our love is still special, let's take a chance and fly away somewhere alone.
It's been too long since we took the time. No one's to blame. My no time flies so quickly.
It's like we both are falling.
also.
A lot of people don't necessarily know this. They were on the outs when he wrote this song.
I never seen Susie Q try to take over John Fogerty's life.
That's so true.
Da-dee-dop, da-dee-dop.
Take a trip somewhere far, far away. We'll be together all alone again. Like we used to in the early days.
He was in the Bahamas. She was in New York.
He should have stayed there.
Yep.
Although she gave him a pang, you know, that was a nice thing.
Got to hang out with his friends again. You know, like Paul McCartney, Elton John, Harry Nilsson. Just like starting over. But then she said enough.
Yeah, it's gone too far.
Yeah. I think that might be Yoko right there.
Very talented.
I think it is.
Very talented.
Coming in at number 37, a song that doesn't rock. It's called Midnight Rocks.
But it doesn't.
No. Al Stewart. He sang with a lisp.
Mm-hmm.
And made him millions.
It did.
The same guy that did Year of the Cat.
I feel like I've fallen into some sort of time passage.
And time passages. Set sail across the water to find the tides of fortune. I say, please understand it. The song is called Midnight Rocks.
Such potential.
Yeah. Al Stewart didn't know how to rock.
I don't know. I like the Year of the Cat and Time Passages.
Does it rock?
Sort of.
We'll ride the wind forever. I hear the words you've spoken. Don't let our love be broken. Upon the midnight rocks. So upon the midnight rocks.
Mm-hmm. Time passages. You know
it's easy. And then you slip into them time passages. All right, I think that's enough to be representative.
You know, in 1980, the world wondered what would happen to AC/DC since Bon Scott passed away.
What can they do?
They put out this album, Back in Black, and it was the biggest album of their career.
I'll never forget. The first time I heard this song, I said, that's it, baby.
Yep.
Cause the world starts
man, think about that. Coming back from the death of their front man with the biggest ever.
Biggest ever. I bought it that summer.
Yep. And I remember being very happy because, you know, back then you'd buy albums and sometimes you'd have that one good song and the rest would suck.
There wasn't a stinker on it.
Nope. I've heard this song so many times, it's almost like you don't need to play it anymore. I can just hear it in my head whenever I want.
It's buried in there.
Great solo on this, too. Get it, Angus.
Yeah. Barbara Streisand had the number one song in the land. That's why we didn't.
Isn't that lovely.
Yeah. Mark Haney in the news is next. We're Stan and Haney.
This is not a test. If this were an actual test, we would have told you otherwise. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Monday afternoon. Thank you for joining us. Mark Haney in the news. In just a couple of minutes, we're going to also get you updated on traffic. Yes?
Did that guy go psycho?
Yeah, he did. Well, when you go and fire back at somebody like him that was trying to stand up for Soros.
Who wants to stand up for
Soros? I don't
know
him. You know that you've won when they fire back swear words at you. You know you won.
Oh, I meant to tell you.
What?
It's close enough that it will be very obvious to people of this area. The president is coming here, what, on Thursday?
Wednesday.
Wednesday. I can't get my days right. I don't know what the day is.
Wednesday,
what's
Trump.
Today?
Today's Monday.
Oh, Tuesday Eve.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
I think that's what's messing my days up, because I'm always thinking Eve.
Yeah.
But they were talking about in this article, the president and where he's going in all of his appearances.
Yeah, he's on a whirlwind.
They said that Wednesday, the president will be in Fort Myers, Florida, where he will appear at a hockey rink across from a discount mall.
Yes! Yes! That's the way the media will write it.
Now
at
think
a
about
a hockey rink across from a discount mall.
Now think about that. We live here. We know exactly where he's going to be.
Yep, Hertz Arena seats about 10,000.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful facility.
Beautiful.
Miramar has some of the
vacation
biggest
vacation destination for people,
and has some of the biggest names in retail.
Yep.
It's a great place. Everything is beautiful around there.
Yep, fountains, palm trees.
But you're reading that and you're somewhere else, and it's, I guess they couldn't find the best building in town, so they had to go to a hockey rink by a discount mall.
Yeah. That's the way it sounds.
And that's the way fake news is written.
Yep. Oh, well, you and I see it. And people, if you're honest with yourself, see it that way, too.
Mm-hmm.
You want entertainment designed just for you? This is the amazing thing about Xfinity. They now have the capability to put programming and things that you want to you exactly the way you want them. You can pick the TV that you want, get fast internet speeds, all at a better value. You want to save money? How about flexible channel packs? You want all of your streaming apps in one place?
Yes, please.
Get the X1 or stream live TV and the latest movies and shows from any device. You can customize now with Xfinity. Whatever you want, whatever you need.
I never thought I'd see the day all this stuff happen. Huh.
It's simple, it's easy, and it's awesome.
And with X1, you can talk to it, too.
Yep. Get started with Xfinity Internet with up to 150 megabits per second download speeds, plus TV for $40 each a month for 2 full years when you bundle both with a 2-year agreement. Go to Xfinity.com or call 1-800-XFINITY, or they're all over the place now. Go to an Xfinity store.
Restrictions apply.
Let's get you updated on traffic.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
From a road watcher, got a road watcher update. Let me get to it. Car on fire, I-75 just north of Daniels, northbound lane. Also showing up, Fort Myers crash, Kenwood Lane and College Parkway, hit and run, Fort Myers, Sable Lane and Gladiolus Drive. Fort Myers crash, Summerlin Road at Lexington Middle School, and a crash, Corkscrew Road and Miramar Outlets right by the mall office.
Oh, you mean the discount mall by the hockey rink?
That's the place. Whew. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
This is the Evening News with Harry Reisner and Barbara
King.
Walters, who is in California. Also,
Jerry
Frank Reynolds and Howard K. Smith in Washington.
I'm Ann Compton.
Here he comes. Here he comes.
I'm Charles Gibson.
Right now.
I'm Jerry King.
Yep.
I'm Barbara Walters.
Or Jerry.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news. For today, Monday,
October
29th,
Double M XV Triple I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Boy, this month has flown by, hasn't it?
It sure has.
It sure has.
Yeah!
Time now for things you did not know. Everybody loves the Macarena, don't they?
Macarena. That's
the latest hip dance craze, isn't it?
People love that thing. It's all over the nation.
But, you know, not since La Bamba has a song puzzled non-Spanish-speaking Americans. Because you never stop and think, what's that about?
I don't know.
Go, hey, Macarena.
It's so danceable.
Yep. Well, the second verse of the Macarena concerns a certain woman who enjoys having sex with her boyfriend's friends while he is out of town.
Hey, Macarena!
There's another song similar to that, too. I think it's called Another One Rides the Bus.
Yep.
You know, we like to teach the children on this show, and I know somebody appreciates it because they told us so. They wrote in and told us that they appreciate how we educate people. There is only one time a foreign country has captured and occupied the capital of the United States.
Please, that's so easy.
For you.
Oh, Junior, listen to what he, take a guess. Now, Haney, there's Junior right there, a 25-year-old millennial.
Mm-hmm.
Pose the question to him again.
Junior, there was only one time a foreign country has captured and occupied the capital of the United States. Do you have any idea?
I don't know, France?
All right, Junior. I can tell you that it happened in 1812, and I can also give you a history lesson. Now listen close. There will be a quiz.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns
and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to running on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton fields and didn't say a thing.
We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago.
You need to pay attention and they snore him.
They began to run on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Ready, Stan?
Yep.
Old Hickory said
we can take them by surprise.
If we didn't fire muskets till we looked them in the eyes. We held our fire till we seen their faces.
Who could it
then
be?
Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well.
We fired our guns and the British kept it coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. And they ran through the briars, and they ran through the brambles, and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go.
They ran so fast
that the hounds couldn't catch them, down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down, so we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind, and when we touched the powder off,
the gator lost his mind.
We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There was
any clue yet on who might have occupied our nation's capital? The only time.
To the Gulf of Mexico.
I'm going to assume it's Britain.
There you go.
There you go.
Ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go.
Who had to flee the White House? What president?
Jackson?
Oh, he flees for no man. No,
and
he finished it.
He was a general then.
He was a colonel.
He was not president at the time.
Because he don't run.
No, never did. Never did. James Madison. Thank you, Haney.
We try.
I know.
We try. You know, we have a history with the special people of Austin, Minnesota.
We do.
That, of course, the home of Hormel.
Yep.
They make a product called Spam, and they are still severely upset that junk email has come to be called spam. No one in the spam company is allowed to refer to that. If they are on company time, they may refer to it only as unwanted email.
Mm-hmm.
Unwanted email.
This guy still can't hype. I'm getting a lot of unwanted email here.
Oh, from the Soros lover?
Yeah. You want to hear one?
Go ahead.
Let me throw one at you.
Okay.
Because they keep coming because you're getting right under his skin.
Well, you know, we fired once more and the British kept a coming.
Where are all the moderates, you ask, Stan? Good question. Ask Haney about the time he wanted to beat F. Trumpers with a baseball bat loaded with spikes.
Did I say that?
Yeah, you might
have. If I didn't, I should have. Way to go.
You know, this guy can't stop. You hit a nerve with him. You hit a nerve
all over George Soros.
Yeah, the Nazi.
Yeah, he's an evil man.
Yep, there's nothing nice about him.
Nope,
nothing.
Many of the world's problems can be traced right to him.
Yep.
But he loves him, evidently.
Yeah.
Bet he doesn't like Andrew Jackson much.
Probably not. Probably doesn't like any of the presidents.
Oh, Obama.
Oh, yeah, Obama, the only one. Wish he could run again.
In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill.
Yeah, he fired back at you. Yeah, the best way to teach our young, hold on. The best way to reach out to the young people out there is with an awful song by Johnny Horton.
Did this he guy, just insult yeah, Johnny
he
Horton?
He does not like you.
Well, lots of people don't like me. But them that do.
Yeah.
I don't think they appreciate him much. You know what I'd like to do?
What?
You'd have to do it, so it would have to go through an intermediary. But I'd love the Guardian to get a hold of this guy.
Then there'd be violence.
Yeah, well, we don't want that.
And we don't want that.
No, there wouldn't be violence.
Just an intelligent discussion about baseball bats and spikes.
Yep. Did I say that?
Yeah.
My God.
You did.
Well, if I didn't, I should have. I won't pretend to understand the world. The world we live in. All kinds of crazy stuff's happening. Last time I checked, Reese's peanut butter cups aren't necessarily a good part of a healthy diet.
No, they're a treat.
So, is there a big time pent-up demand for diet Reese's peanut butter cups?
Is it diet or sugar-free?
Hershey's has just announced they're going to start selling a new version of their famous peanut butter cups in March that are 40% thinner.
Oh, well, there you go.
Than the current ones.
Thank you, no.
That means less of everything you like.
Mm.
There's no word on how much healthier the diet cups will be.
Yeah, right. You do something like it's called doubling up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why we like, you know, the Christmas trees and the pumpkins. By the way, have you seen any pumpkins yet?
Have not.
Those are really good.
Yep. They're in short supply this year. Oh, there might be a few out there.
Oh, so you're saying hoarding's the problem.
Yeah, these Soros people.
Yep. They don't want us happy, I'll tell you that.
Ah. And even when you joke around like that, because, you know, far left, they don't smile.
Oh, no. There's
so
no,
if we're
no,
joking
there's...
around about something
oh,
like
there's
this.
There's no comedy.
There's no comedy for them on that.
No.
Just further rage.
Absolutely not. Yeah. And how many times have I told you?
What?
As long as you're not directly involved, rage is one of the funniest things.
Stand back and watch.
It's almost like watching a drunk person because they've lost control of their faculties. Well, this story isn't going to help, Stan. There's a gent by the name of Bryant Goldbach from Owensboro, Kentucky, and he was taking his adorable 5-year-old son trick-or-treating on Thursday night.
That night. That's adorable.
Mm-hmm. And Bryant decided to dress up as Soros or... some call it a Nazi officer. And he dressed his son up as Hitler himself.
Oh, my God.
Now, Brian explains it's because he and his family, quote, love history.
Oh, look at this. Love history. I'm sorry. I know. I draw the line there. I draw it a deep line in the sand.
Stan, please. Brian explains they love history and often dress the part of historical figures.
Mm-hmm.
But after the event, he put up an angry post on Facebook about how shocked he was at just how badly he and his son had been treated.
Jeez. Oh, I'm looking at the picture, and this is horrific. My God.
He says, quote, "Tonight, grown adults threatened a child over his costume. Threatened his mom and dad as well.
I bet you they did.
Yeah, she was a Fraulein.
Yeah, Eva Braun.
First, it's none of your business.
Yeah.
Second,
yeah.
How dare you?
Then why post it?
We had the displeasure of dealing with the fruits of the so-called tolerant left. The next day, after a post on Reddit about his costume and his outrage went viral, he wound up apologizing. Quote, "I think it was in bad taste me to let my child wear that, probably for me to wear that as well. Didn't occur to me."
You idiot. Look at, jeez. Jeez. I don't know what else to say. That's just no. The answer's no. No.
But he didn't expect.
He didn't expect any splashback, huh?
No.
When
no,
you drop a turd like that, no splashback.
He said, well, you know, you got people dressed up as demons and mass murderers and whatnot. Yeah,
why,
he should
why
fit
not?
Right in.
Yep. Oh, my God. Are you ready for me to hit this?
Oh, anytime. Anytime. Okay. I know you're busy with the text line.
Yeah. He did text back about the Guardian.
Oh, yeah,
did he? Yeah, he heard it. "I'm terrified of a nearly crippled 80-year-old man." That's what he said.
He asked for it.
That's what he said. This guy, he better stay anonymous. Why don't you put your full name and address down, Mr. Last two digits of your phone number, 95?
Oh, stop it.
Put it, go ahead. Give me that, and I'll send it right to the Guardian. If you got the guts.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, you're right, though. No humor, no smiles.
None. No, that's the here's one thing, and I don't care what your beliefs are. Or anything. But the farther left you go, the less enjoyment and humor there is in life. Look at these far left people, and they won't crack a smile. They'll go hysterical on you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and take the person from the farthest right that you might claim is on TV as a talking head, they can still smile.
Mm-hmm.
They can go and, you know, tell a joke every once in a while.
Yep. Strange world.
Yeah, sure is.
You know
what the hell?
What young man hasn't thought, boy, someday I'd like to have a threesome?
Mm-hmm.
Well, regardless of how it happens, it's rarely what you pictured.
It is. And what kind of threesome you have?
Well,
two girls and a guy, or what we like to call around here, the devil's threesome.
31-year-old Steve Norton from Hanahan, South Carolina, had his dreams. And then he met up with reality. Steve and another gent.
Devil's threesome. The devil's threesome.
We're enjoying the company
yep.
of a 26-year-old woman.
Devil's threesome.
Named Cameo Louise Luchka.
What?
Well, Cameo was high on meth and heroin and started to pass out. At one point, Steve tried to end the threesome mm-hmm. and politely asked Cameo to leave.
She won't leave. Look at her. She don't care.
That made her extremely angry.
Yep.
So angry that she attempted to bite off his junk. You don't do that.
Under any circumstances.
The police were summoned, and Cameo, quote, barked, growled, and hissed at them. Where you see him with that stick with the noose at the end of it. All right. Yeah. No, whoa, whoa, whoa. Keep back from her. Keep back. We'll get her. Then hog tie her.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Cameo and the state of mind where she's barking, growling, and hissing at the police had to be tased for her own safety.
Mm-hmm.
And she was taken to the hospital to get the help that she needs. Steve was taken to an entirely different hospital to have his severe injuries treated. So far, the police haven't arrested Cameo. She's still getting the help that she needs. But she could be facing aggravated assault charges.
Look at her. Boy, that's a hothead. That's a trip hammer.
And you know what she's going to do?
What?
She's going to get involved with some guy, try to straighten up for, you know, a couple of months, get him hooked, move in, and the guy will never know. He'll never know that he should have slept with one eye open.
Yep.
Because he'll wake up with a knife to the throat.
Yep.
Oh, what, is Soros still going?
Yeah, I don't know if it's his real name and address. I want to see if he's got a Facebook page.
And that's the news for today, Monday,
October
29th.
Double M, XV, triple I.
Look, fella. George Soros has nothing to do with me and nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
Why are you letting this ruin your life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't you think a referee should make a call on this one? Don't you
personal
think?
File, 69, offense. He was giving them the business.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. This is
penalty declined. We'll take the result of the play.
This is the Stan and Haney Show.
Sweet heaven. The Beasleys actually pay these two for this
shit? Oh, yeah.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
It's always sunny in Philadelphia, isn't it?
What?
That was for somebody. Stan and Haney.
Sorry, I called you on it then.
Yeah.
Let them know you're
Roger
thinking about it.
Roger, Marley, right. And the Waterman.
Good afternoon. Woo.
Can I get a final look at traffic? What are you on today? You're all glassy eyed.
I'm not on nothing, man.
It's going to be a good one.
High on life.
Yeah.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Just one thing on the board. It is a crash in Estero. Ben Hill, Griffin Parkway, and Corkscrew Road. And you are up to date. At 6 o'clock, Roger Marley and Dave the Waterman. Hey, guys, what you got coming up tonight?
Hey, I don't know, but did you hear Dave went dumpster diving on Friday?
No. Yeah. What I heard is that Dave hurt himself bad.
Yeah.
Well, that too, but also...
I
also went into the dumpster, man, to pull out some stuff.
Cool? How old are you?
Hey, bro.
Are you all right?
Not really, man. I'm hurting bad.
New injuries.
I'm hurting bad.
Grow up.
Dave has been going around showing everybody his bare ass.
Yep.
I've already seen his crack. I've been here all of 5 minutes.
Did you see, yeah, he's showing everybody. You're bragging about something that could have crippled you.
The contusion?
It could have crippled him, and you know how bad it was?
How bad?
He messed himself.
Yeah, I hit so hard, it came out.
You're an embarrassment.
No, I'm
not,
dude.
That's what you are. You're an embarrassment.
No, you know what I am? I'm rad.
Move it.
How are you rad?
He's hardcore.
Damn right.
What do we got coming up tonight? I'm still waiting.
Oh, I don't know, Ross.
We're out of time.
Oh,
shut up.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
But the reason I fell in love with my wife is because she is so different. She brings out a lot of things in me that no one ever has. She loves to go out, loves people, loves to go. She came home a couple months ago. She's like, met a great couple. They invited us to their home for a dinner party. Now, in my head, I'm like, it sounds terrible. I don't want... But not everything's an argument. So I told my wife,
when's it? Saturday night, my night off? Yeah! Love to go. All strangers? Everybody's going to be a stranger?
So we get in the car. We start to drive. The whole ride there, she's promoting a couple. It's her couple. She's got to talk them up. She's like, you're going to love these two. She's an interior designer. She is so creative. You're going to love the guy, too. He's a stay-at-home dad. I didn't grow up with the stay-at-home dad community. I didn't. You don't really find that in the Italian culture. You rarely hear a woman go, no, Gino's at home with the kid. No, he doesn't work. He just watches Peppa Pig.
Elves, a great evening. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. This is the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. We leave you this afternoon with this laughter. You should have a little of it each and every day.
Yeah, you have.
That's a little obnoxious.
Later sunrises and sunsets from November to March, which they helpfully point out, that's peak tourist season.
It sure is. Mark?
When it's noon in cities on the East Coast, it would be 1 p.m.
I know that.
Then from December to February, sunrise wouldn't be until about 8 a.m.
Oh, no, it's later than that. Mark?
It would be at 8 a.m. in Miami, 8:20 in Tampa, and 8:30 in Tallahassee.
Mark?
Stan?
Junior?
Haney?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Texas also came close to adopting the year-round time, but the state legislature...
We're out of the state with us.
I know we are. Tried this in Texas, but it didn't get out of their state legislature because they felt it would cause a problem between church and the Cowboys game.
Sure, heck yeah.
So, here we are. They caught the guy sending out the fake bombs.
Yep.
If you're not aware, he's a gentleman from the other coast. His name is Caesar Psyop.
Yep. Cyclops.
Psyop.
I know.
Yeah. And, of course, when they catch somebody like that, you have to know, according to the news, everything about them. Yeah. So they've gone through his whole sordid past.
It's odd man.
And at one point, made himself a living as a male stripper.
Yes.
A lot of roids.
Yep. He had a strip buddy.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
questions to ask yourself before becoming a male stripper.
Ah, top things to ask yourself before becoming a male stripper, like Psyop.
Yep.
And his strip buddy.
Yep. Psyop. Well, let's see. Half Filipino and half Italian. What can I work with there? I know. I'll be a Seminole Indian.
Yeah, he claimed he was a Native American.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like Pocahontas.
You know, I wonder what the actual Indians think of people that want to be them.
I'm sure they're not happy about it. I know they're not happy with the two of them.
So, top questions to ask yourself before becoming a male stripper.
Yes.
Why didn't I listen to my parents and learn a trade? How does this work? Women actually pay for this because they can get virtually any man to take his clothes off just by asking.
Yeah.
Am I allergic to glitter? Does anyone want to see me naked? Am I allowed to pull people over if I'm wearing a badge that says Officer Naughty? Is sexual harassment a peril of the job or a perk?
Yeah.
Can you deduct baby oil as a business expense? Mama.
Yeah, because, you know, his PSYOP would oil up with his strip buddy.
Is there a better way of meeting Lindsey Graham?
Yeah.
Will body grease stain leopard seat covers? And finally, since it worked for the Thunder Down Under, should I call myself the Fatty from Cincinnati?
He has such a way with words.
Yeah,
That, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Freddy.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.